everybody. It's been a while. I've missed you. It's Peter. I'm here with Miles.
Hey, I've missed you even more than Peter has.
I've missed Miles more than he missed you. And we are here with yet another, finally, podcast extra. This week, something special. A couple of weeks ago on our show, we broadcast this question.
A theater troupe in the UK announced that it would be staging the first ever production of King Lear, casting almost exclusively with blank.
Little people.
Sheep. According to the program, King Lear with Sheep is an experimental reevaluation of its famous predecessor that overturns theatrical conventions through the startling and revolutionary device of costumed sheep. Another plus, audience members can keep themselves warm, if needed, by making a sweater out of Cordelia.
Little did we know that NPR, in its global reach as a news organization, would not leave this story uncovered. In fact, our very own London correspondent, Ari Shapiro, went out to see the thing.
And we interviewed Ari the day after he went to talk with him about the production.
It was so recent, he still, even over the radio line from London, smelled vaguely of sheep. Ari Shapiro in London, hello.
Hi.
So, first of all, you went and saw King Lear with Sheep.
Yeah, hardship assignment. I mean, I've covered wars and migrant crises, and King Lear with Sheep was the latest in the line of long, difficult tasks I've had to perform for this network.
Did NPR News feel that we needed to report more in the ruminant beat?
I would say this was me going above and beyond the call of duty, to be frank. I mean, if those who decide on my bonuses are listening, you know, this was an after-hours thing I did. It was not 9 to 5. And I was warned on the program that you could actually become very ill from contact with sheep. So I think hazard pay might even come into be a factor.
So you decided on your own to go see King Lear with Sheep.
Yeah, because wouldn't you? I mean, I've seen a lot of Shakespeare. I've seen several productions of Lear. This was a first. When they came out before the show and they said, please turn off your cell phones, they added, and don't pet the cast. Who wouldn't want to see a show like that?
How did they do it? Was it actually like sheep played the roles of King Lear?
I will walk you through this. You enter the theater, and the first thing that hits you is the smell. And then there was one actor who is playing the director of a production of King Lear, and he comes out and very sort of apologetically explains that the cast hasn't shown up and they'll be here any minute and they're really quite good and they've been touring and they've got great reviews. And then the cast arrives and the curtain parts and a dozen sheep of various sizes come on stage, and one has a crown, and one has sort of, you know, the frilly neck piece that Shakespearean actors sometimes wear, and one's got a cape. And so the director kind of rages against his cast that is not willing to perform, which thematically actually has some connections to Shakespeare, the king whose daughter won't play the role that he wants her to play. And eventually he decides to take on the performance and ends up performing amidst these bleating, messing, is that a verb I can use? I don't want to drop an S-bomb, but they are soiling the stage. They are relieving themselves on the stage.
So the guy is performing King Lear by himself, surrounded by pooping sheep.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I gotta say, at the end, there is a moment where he takes Cordelia in his arms, this very kind of small, sweet black sheep, and he sort of clutches the dying Cordelia, this sheep, to his chest. And this sheep suddenly became very docile, and it was kind of a lovely moment, after which I'm sure he washed his hands.
Did you enjoy it? Are you glad you went to see
it? No, I'm actually glad I saw it. I'm glad I saw it. I'm not sure it's going to transfer to the West End. I'm not sure it will ever have a run on Broadway. But, you know, community theaters all over rural America might consider doing this. It's half an hour. It's one actor. It's 6 or 10 sheep, which you've probably got on hand already.
Thank you so much. That is Ari Shapiro from the NPR London Bureau, where he is our high-end male fashion, lounge music, and livestock correspondent. Thank you so much, Ari.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter. It's a pleasure.
So there you are. I don't know how long it runs, but if you're very interested in seeing King Lear with Sheep, you better get yourself over to London. You can listen to our regular show on our podcast feed, and we'll be back next week with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and a special podcast extra.
Thanks, guys.